Tonight, we are talking all about Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights, the nation's premier haunted event. Also, Geek Fest Films. We have Bill with us tonight to tell us about these great sci-fi and horror films coming to a Comic-Con near you. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
Don't you just love the song? This is perfect for Halloween.
You're going to want that cowbell.
Right,
that's
different.
Babies, you're going to want that cowbell.
Welcome to the Scare Guy Show here on the Popcorn Talk Network. We are glad to have you guys. This is the scarier side of the con guy. We talk about anything that's scary fun, from horror movies, the scariest TV shows, that's Scooby-Doo! And especially tonight, we are talking about some of the biggest scare events happening in the country, namely the premier Halloween event, they claim, in the nation, Halloween Horror Nights, both in Universal Studios Orlando and Universal Studios Hollywood. So it's going to be a good night. My name is Jim. I am the managing editor for The Scare Guy. You can find me at Con Guy Jim, or just find me at The Scare Guy. And what we're going to do is go ahead and get down the table and let's see who we have with us tonight.
All right.
You're next.
I'm up.
I can't hear me. Oh,
there
now
you
I
are.
Can.
Oh, hello.
You got to eat the mic, Bill.
Yeah, definitely.
Right here.
Open wide.
Okay. Hi, I'm Bill. I am...
Hi, Bill.
I'm a producer of film festivals, and I run Geek Fest Film Festivals now for 4 years.
There you go.
Oh, where are you? Where am I?
Right there.
Oh, there I am. I run Geek Fest Film Festivals for 4 years. We're going to be launching our fifth year call for entries in September while we're on the road, starting in August, just next week at Comic-Con Palm Springs, the following week at Long Beach Comic-Con, the following week at Rose City Comic-Con, the following week at Hawaii Con, and then we have a little bit of a break, and then we go to Stan Lee's L.A. Comic-Con.
You got a lot on your schedule this coming fall.
Just a couple things.
And then Rhode Island Comic-Con.
Oh.
Man, and Jim, there's so many cons out there. We should really do a show about
there should be
them.
A con show, you know? Yes. Imagine that.
What if there was a con guy show?
Anyways, Bill, we are glad to have you. We're going to be talking and diving into this a little bit more in just a little bit.
Well, wait, where do they find you online?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they can find me at geekfestla.com is the website. They can find us on Twitter at Geek Film Fests. You can find us on Facebook at Geek Fest LA. And you can
also
find
me website.
At every con, pretty much.
Go to our website, theconguy.com and thescareguy.com. We're going to be featuring some of the films, doing some reviews, and just kind of talking about it. It's a great thing.
Sweet.
I love it. Filmmakers love it.
Yep.
It's a good combo.
What more do you...
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Now I just need them to get on television.
Ah, there you go.
That's next.
Which is next, yes.
Hey there, I've been a host on The Con Guys Show, and I'm a host here at AfterBuzz and Popcorn Talk. My name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D. Lane, that's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E, and do a lot of stuff hosting here, filmmaking, and you can find that all on my social media. That'd be easier than me listing it for you.
Oh my God, I follow you.
Right?
Small
world.
I do, oh my God.
Hi, my name is Ben Cleaver, and I ate too much spaghetti for dinner. I'm very full right now and uncomfortable, but I'm a actor, writer, comedian, and you can find me on the social media interwebs at Ben Cleaver. That's B-E-N-K-L-I-E-W-E-R, or if you get on Instagram or Twitter, just search the hashtag BK421, and most of the posts that come up will be me. Some of them are for, like, a Spanish purse company, but, you know... Besides that,
that's what I've
that's
been seeing.
That's not that bad of a...
That's, it could be worse.
Yeah,
it could be a lot worse.
And I'm Luke Cheeseman, also known as Cheeseman on the Couch. You can find me on thescareguy.com and on our... We have a Twitter, Instagram, and then my personal is at conguyluke.
I am Heather McHale. I'm a writer and contributor at The Con Guy. I write the Wigs in Space
Wigs column. In Space, yes.
Wigs in Space.
And what have I been introducing you as tonight?
Apparently I'm the resident scream queen tonight, which I was literally informed on the way here. So
Heather made us promise. We asked her to be on the show tonight. She goes, absolutely no on-camera screams or on-camera scares.
So
right?
She thinks. I made no promises.
I will end you both.
don't know. I can do a good scream, but I don't know.
I'm in stabbing distance.
So tonight, we...
Wait,
yes.
I have...
Oh, no, keep going. Keep going, Heather.
I do things too, Jay.
Shut up, Heather.
You just scream. Shut up, Heather.
Sorry.
We all just found out I am also on Twitter and Instagram at OnlyMostlyIrish.
Only mostly Irish.
Say it at the same time. That sounded awesome. Mm.
If you could harmonize, yeah, that'd be great.
You're from,
only.
No? Where are you from, okay, in Ireland?
I'm from the west coast of Ireland, from Galway.
Galway. We know this. Me and Heather and Luke became friends through a screenwriting program. Also, we have a love of Irish pubs, especially when they sing The Galway Girl, and we all get to dance with Heather. Hard.
I believe they're called pubs.
Nope. Irish
it's
pubs.
It's an Irish pub.
There is nowhere that they're called that.
It's a pub. It's an Irish pub.
We're going down to the pub.
So tonight we are going to be talking about Halloween Horror Nights, both in Orlando and Hollywood. That's how we're going. That's the second half of the show. But first, we're going to jump into a little bit of horror news. We're going to talk with you about the Geek Fest Film Festival, what kind of films are coming up, where you're going to be. Also, some of the films that we might see if we go, especially some of the horror films, which is kind of cool. And also, we're going to end with a killer showdown between Michael Myers and Jason Voorhees. That will be fun. But first,
maybe this
I have
guy
theories.
We'll talk about this shirt though.
But first, let me lean up here. First, since we have three new people on the Scare Guide tonight, you all have to answer the question about Halloween time and scary stuff. When did it start for you, Heather?
Oh God, for me it started. I think so I was a really giant book nerd when I was a kid, and when I was like maybe 12 or 13, I read the book of Phantom of the Opera, which was this like really insane like gothic horror that has like very little to do with the act, which like what we know now. And I just like I got really obsessed with it, and there was this whole scene with this like hall of mirrors and like a hangman's noose. It was like terrifying. But I loved it, so I started reading, like, I read Frankenstein and Dracula and, like, the Wolfman, and then somebody gave me for my birthday, like, a collection of Penny Dreadfuls.
Oh, wow.
And, like,
nice.
I read all of those. So for me, it was more about books than it was about movies.
She's a big fan. She's a big fan. Did
you go with this last year to Halloween Horror Nights?
I did not. No, you've been trying to get me to do that with you for the past 5 years.
We could barely
get
her to watch Halloween.
Oh, you went to see the Halloween.
That's genuinely the last time I saw a horror movie in the cinema.
We took her to see a special screen of Halloween in North Hollywood.
NoHo never looked so scary in her life.
She was not so excited.
I was not at all happy. And when I got home that night, I made my roommate check my room and like my closet and under my bed, and like I made him like go in and just like clear the room for psychopath murderers.
She slept clear.
That's awesome.
Nice. So she
could
so
Carrie, what about you? When did it start for you?
Oh man, that is a good question. Well, my parents always we did trick or treating all the time, but I think somewhere along the line my mom was like not a fan of Halloween, but my dad was still cool with it. And
sounds like my house.
Right, it was like, then mom was like, oh, Halloween's evil, and you're kind of like, but we did trick-or-treating. Okay, whatever. And then it moved on to, I read Goosebump book series, totally was into those, Fear Street books, similar. I didn't quite do the classic novels, but, you know, the, like, kids, young adult readings, scary stories, and it's like more scary stories. So I loved all those. I really liked ghost stories, and I don't quite know what was the first movie, but I know I really liked horror movies. And as a little kid, I had heard commercials for, like, Knott's, and I always wanted to go. Couldn't go because we lived too far away. But then as soon as I went to college,
Not
I lived
scary
closer.
Farm.
I went every single year, and I've gone every year since. And then I've worked there. So
well,
I'm
awesome.
Really into Halloween and the horror genre.
It was so cool because when Carrie heard rumors of a horror show, she goes, her eyes just popped. Really? Really? And I was like, yeah, all right. I guess we had to beat her off with a stick. That was awesome.
So, horror is awesome.
All right, Mr. Cleaver.
Hi. You know, it's funny because I was driving on the way here, and I was thinking, you know, because Jim told me, hey, we're going to ask you how you got started and getting into horror. And I was like,
he
I'm
got
not
a
really.
You know heads up.
He got
that?
A heads up. Nobody else did.
I was like, you know, I'm not really that into horror. And then I started thinking about it, and I'm like, no, I am. Like I don't think of the fact that I really like horror, but I grew up like. I loved Halloween. I still love Halloween. That's part of why I ended up getting into cosplay is because I loved dressing up as a kid, and that's part of why I became an actor because I like being a character and playing, you know, dressing up and playing a character. And, you know, some of my earliest memories are like, I remember when I was a kid, I saw the original Piranha.
Nice.
And, like,
yeah.
That, like, you know, scarred me forever. But then just growing up, and then when TNT or TBS or USA or whoever it was would have, like, the Halloween marathons or the Friday the 13th marathons, or edited
Tales
for TV. But yeah. And mm-hmm. then I also read like Goosebumps and that sort of thing when I was a kid. And I loved The Creature from the Black Lagoon and the old Boris Karloff, you know, the classic Universal Monsters and that sort of thing. So, and then like Interview with the Vampire is one of my favorite movies, and Bram Stoker's Dracula. Mm-hmm. The one with Gary Oldman, you know, the film, and Keanu.
Yeah. He loves Keanu in it, especially,
yeah,
right?
Keanu's my favorite. But I just, you know, I love vampire movies, and I never really thought about it that, like, oh, I'm into this. It's just like, oh, that's some of the stuff I like, but I guess I really am into horror.
That's cool. And since you're here, Bill.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, it's kind of interesting. I was a huge Stephen King fan, And because I'm a little bit older,
not than me. I'm the oldest guy in the room.
There were only a couple channels on television back then, and there was no such thing as cable.
Oh wow!
And you know, I didn't. You know, there really wasn't anything scary on television, but Stephen King scared the crap out of me. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, it was probably the scariest book that I've ever read.
It's like this thick.
Yeah, I know, but it's an amazing. It's his best work.
So
it really is his best work.
The first one. three-hour
I've even tweeted. I've even tweeted to him that it's his best work, but he's never retweeted.
VHS.
But I remember the first movie that I ever saw that scared the living crap out of me was The Shining.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
And of course, my dad, being the dad that he is. After watching The Shining, decided, oh, I'm going to do something funny, and I'm going to bang on the door really, really loud, and then open it up and go, here's Johnny. And I couldn't sleep for five nights. And at that point, I realized that, like, I hated horror movies, but I love horror movies.
Yeah, right. It's a love-hate relationship.
And I've watched, I mean, I also run, not just Geek Fest, but I run a freestanding film festival that's in its 20th year. So I've watched thousands of low-budget indie horror films and regular stuff, and I love Lloyd Kaufman. I mean, Toxic Avenger, even though not really a horror film.
That one's a fun one.
And then Jaws.
Jaws.
Which really is
Absolutely.
Not, really isn't...
Best slasher film ever made.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not a horror film. But let me tell you, there are millions of people that still won't go in the ocean
right,
because of Jaws. Yeah.
Well, Jaws and Discovery's Shark Week every year.
Yeah,
it is fascinating that, like, when you start discussing horror movies, the spectrum of what fits under that is very broad depending on who you talk to. You're like, well, technically this, and, like, there's so many subcategories.
Mm-hmm.
There's more blood in Jaws than Halloween.
Well, yeah. By the way, and I didn't get a chance to say it last week, but when I talked about why I'm into it, I blamed Halloween the movie. But also, the very first movie I ever saw that got me into it was this guy right here. The Creature from the Black Lagoon. He's my absolute favorite Universal monster. He's the one who started for me. My dad used to let us stay up late to watch Creature Features. Luke has a tiki mug.
Thank you, Jay.
Awesome. Cool.
By the way, where can I get that, and is there a set?
Where did you guys get that at?
There's a whole set. He got it at a store here in Burbank. I'm not sure.
Was it Halloween Town or Creature Features? One of the two.
I think it was Creature... What?
It could also be Blast from the Past. They've got a whole bunch of crazy crap in there.
Because I went to...
On Magnolia and Burbank?
Burbank stores all have the cutest
names. They're on Magnolia now.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of them there. It wasn't Creature Features the whole.
Well, speaking of Halloween, thank you everybody for coming tonight. We got just a little bit of news. Has anyone driven over to Hollywood and Vine recently? I think we have a picture.
Not if I can help.
If you can see that right there. That, and speaking of it.
That's the It House.
That's the It House that has just gone over to Hollywood and Vine.
Big bucket of nope. Nope.
What, you don't want to go through?
Nope. But I will not float.
Who wants to go, guys?
I'm going.
Oh, okay. When are you going?
Yeah. I have it. Here's the deal. It completely got... It was free All reservations are gone. They're about to open up a second round of reservations, so I am keeping...
I was wondering how it works. So it's reservations.
Yep. Okay. I will let you know.
So you're not waiting in line for like 4 hours.
Right.
Like
big bucket of
dough. I'm with you. Yeah. I will stand outside and laugh.
This is at New Line and Warner Brothers. They are promoting this movie like crazy. Right now, it is just came out today. It's tracking to hit between $50 to $60 million opening weekend, which will make it the biggest movie ever opened in September, beating out Hotel Transylvania, the kids' film.
Hey, some kid ones are really good. Come on, Scooby-Doo and the Ghoul School, anybody? And Scooby-Doo and Reluctant Werewolf.
Anybody? Anybody?
Nope. Okay, they're really good.
Monster Squad.
Mistos.
It's fun. But Monster Squad's a good one, too.
So, I can't wait to see this. I think it's getting so much buzz. But last weekend, Annabelle Creation opened to $35 million, which is not quite... Did you see it?
I saw the first one.
Oh, I was hoping somebody had seen Annabelle.
I didn't see it, but I talked to a guy who's kind of a horror aficionado, and he said he did not care for Annabelle 1, and he loved Annabelle 2.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
I think I saw the first one, but it's not sticking to my head very well.
Anyway, Spooky Scary Doll. Oh, wait, that's 10,000 movies.
Right.
I know.
Ventriloquist.
Yeah.
Anthony Hopkins.
You saw the boy.
Magic.
No, the other one, too, I'll think of it. I'm like, there's a dummy doll, and it's...
There's a Tales from the Crypt one, too, I think.
Where there's that, too.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like... I'll think of it.
Isn't it interesting, our fear of clowns, Annabelle, our fear of dolls.
There's plenty of fear of dolls.
I mean, anything we're afraid of.
Children. There's plenty of children ones, too.
Oh, good Lord,
yes. You know, there's a lot of like children. Like dolls.
Yes, Children of the Corn 1 through, like, 12.
Right?
And another movie that's going to be streaming on Netflix, I think starting next week, August 25th, is Death Note. So Death Note looks like it's a very cool... Have you seen...
I haven't, but I've talked with... Anybody who watched anime so far has been like, want, not thrilled. So,
oh, really?
I'm curious...
Oh, that's right. It's based on an anime.
Yeah, which I love the anime. I haven't read the manga. And there is a Japanese live-action film, actually two, which those are really good. Because they pretty much really did bring it to life. But from what I've seen of the American version, it's like... I'll watch it anyways, but I don't have high expectations.
All right.
Because generally adapting... Anime never seems to go well.
Yes, or adapting Japanese horror films to Americanized.
Have you seen the American version of Old Boy? It's fantastic.
The original version?
Yeah, the American version. Great, it's great.
You don't like the original one?
Is she joking?
I think it's sarcasm.
Good Lord, it's safe to assume the American version of something just like disqualifies it immediately.
Yeah. Because the original Old Boy was brilliant.
Oh, yeah, no.
Was
it,
yes,
but that was Korean and Japanese.
I'm going to be the voice of dissension. Hated that movie.
Wait, which one?
It's not for everyone.
It is
really...
Oh, no,
it's not so good.
I'd have to watch it again. I just couldn't stand the scene of him eating the live squid.
The octopus?
Wrapped around his face.
It's so good.
Is that
your fear of seafood?
I can still hear that.
It is. I am afraid of things wrapping around my face when I eat them.
Alien.
He hasn't eaten calamari since.
Never. But I will not ruin the ending, but the ending just disgusted me.
The ending's more disturbing than eating an octopus.
No,
no.
All right. So, Ben.
Me.
Yes, Luke has a video he wants to show you.
Oh, dear.
What you've been up to.
Cue the tape. Do we have it?
We got it. Here we go.
Oh.
And I... All right. So, we are watching...
I was watching Lethal Weapon.
Can we talk over this?
Yeah, please do. So, what are we watching here, Ben?
So, this is my Chrysler commercial.
This is Ben's... There's Ben!
Hey!
He's getting into the Chrysler.
I got that in two takes. So, that's a...
A bear.
That's a...
It's a horror. He just ripped his head off.
I just ripped its head off. Wow. That is not my hand. That was not my hand vacuuming the
insert.
Jelly.
Here's the scariest! Are you still sporting that hairdo?
I am. I am right now. That's why I'm wearing the hat.
So your young dad favorite boy band member.
You make an excellent suburban dad.
The great thing is I turn 33 next week, and that girl was like 12 years old, I think. 10
could
or 12
still
years
be
old,
your kid.
Which could technically be my kid.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely, it wouldn't even be that weird.
Especially if I was still in the Midwest. I could have had a kid at 21.
Kentucky. Yeah.
Sure.
Kentucky. Right.
Yeah. Like a little young.
I know people.
You would have graduated college at, right then and got married.
You'd avoid the raised eyebrows.
And then, if you want to really quick tell us, you got something going on this weekend.
I do have something going on this week. Well, there's a big event going on this weekend that I'm involved with. So, Nerds Like Us, Bernie Bregman. Doing Club Comic Con this weekend up in Glendale at Stars on Brand. on Saturday night. I will be one of many performing acts that occur over the course of the evening. I'm going to be doing my acoustic punk nerd comedy rock. I'll be playing a few songs.
It's a good genre.
Are you joking?
No, that's... What do you mean? Am I joking?
I thought you were doing a comedy show.
It is my comedy rock show.
Comedy rock show.
This is awesome. I do both stand-up and I do comedy acoustic rock.
Do you have a puppet?
I do not have a puppet.
Comedy acoustic rock. Do you have a guitar?
Yeah. I'm a musician, Jim.
I think that goes
Damn it, Jim, well, I'm a musician.
Wouldn't it be a cappella if you didn't have the instrument?
That's true.
Yeah.
Somebody else asked the questions.
Do you do comedy, or do you, like, take breaks? Do you tell a joke and then, like, punctuate it with a little, like,
I sing songs. I have nerdy songs. I have an ode to my favorite television shows that I love to binge.
Right. If somebody wants to come see this show, what do they need to do?
Buy tickets.
Actually, admission is free. Admission is free. Yeah. No, it's not.
I think it's $20.
It's 20. Oh yeah, no.
It's a little bit opposite from then free.
Yeah. Well, it's free.
No, it's
There's
not free.
Something about it that's
are
free.
You doing
no. Proceeds
for free
are going to charity.
Right. Some of the proceeds are going to Eric.
I think that's what I was trying to think.
By the way, we will have information for going to Club Comic Con on our website tomorrow. So if you guys want to go on there, click the link. I am hoping to be there. Ben has invited us, so I hope to be there. Your set starts at 7 or 8, something like that?
Set like 7:30, 7:45.
Because
like
I have another event I have to get to that night.
I go to bed at 8.
Heather is leaving town, so her going away party is in an Irish pub that night.
A
right
poob.
Up the street.
Irish pub.
It's in a poob. Right up the street. Anybody wants to?
I think you've all been uninvited.
Are we in a position to do shots every time one of you do that? Because that's the only way it's going to make it okay.
You should have brought whiskey.
And speaking of Bernie Bregman, we are also going to jump on board with him and help him promote his Friday the 13th film, which I don't know if I'm supposed to be talking about yet, but it's October 13th, so it's going to be awesome. And he's got a cool Lost Boy screening coming up, so we're very excited.
Is that a Nerds Like Us midnight screening?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Those I can't make.
Yeah.
I'm in bed by 11:30. What time is it?
All right, Cheeseman.
You sleep in the theater.
You have another film. You have another video for us to see. What is this
video?
One?
I do.
What are we looking at?
Oh, what's this? A Little Scare, Jim. Why don't we?
Oh, jeez.
I love these so
much. Does this have an R rating? It's already so much
it
skin.
It should.
Yeah, there's a lot of skin here.
This is just stupid. I hate me snoring. And then
are you actually asleep?
Oh, it's just the stupidest thing. I living with his like.
Are you guys roommates?
Sometimes.
No, he just sneaks into the house.
He has a key.
You must live in terror.
I know. I never.
Well, look, you're smiling.
Well, because I'm used to this. I'm always. So anyways, what do you want to tell us about this?
Well, what happened was you left the door wide open on a Friday night because you took a painkiller because your back or something was hurting.
Something like that.
And then you had like a single beer or something at a
Let's just say
place,
that I was in a lot of pain as soon as that happened.
Usually he's a light sleeper and I'm just like. I was like, oh, he's still... And then all he's I did out. Is whisper. I just felt... First thing that came to my mind was Poltergeist, so I just like, Poltergeist.
Well, no, this is the weekend of the...
See, that would have been cool if you came out of the television.
I wasn't even wearing a mask.
Here's what's
There's
crazy.
There's other ones on there.
I did see a cosplay of someone, a girl. She had
she's
a TV
amazing.
Set up and
I love that. Yeah. So there is a Poltergeist part 2 of this video. We'll show it some other time. Anyways, we would love for anyone who's watching...
I wear lots of masks.
We want some of these types of videos. A little bit better than that stupid thing. We want, like, stupid things. Scare each other. Have some fun, but make it scary fun and nobody gets hurt and send them to us. We'd love to share them on the show, but please be safe.
But what did you think when it happened?
I hated it. So.
Smiled right after them.
All right, Ben.
You woke me up.
I think we have
8 o'clock.
Some intro music.
We have some intro music because we have the countdown.
Oh, yeah.
What is this from?
Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
Oh, say yeah. He's a fan. Say we got life.
So, if, yeah.
So, Ben, you got some stuff coming up.
Pumpkin mask that I'm going to put on, and then it's going to eat my face, and bugs will come out. Right. That's what happens in the movie.
All right, what you got for us?
So, we've got a few conventions
there.
And. So, beg pardon?
They really Spoiler. Stuck to the canon for that
Yeah,
one.
Exactly. No, that was one of the cases of the studio, just like slapping the name on a different. Anyway. So, we've got a few cons, events, et cetera, et cetera. Monster Mania Con in Baltimore at the Baltimore Marriott, August 18th through 20. Mm-hmm. Horror Hound, September 8th through 10 in Indianapolis.
And one of our con guy friends, Jake Gerley, is going to be covering that for us. So
awesome.
That'd be kind of cool. Yeah.
Son of Monsterpalooza is going to be happening at the Burbank Marriott September 15th through 17th. The Mothman Festival. I actually really like that movie, The Mothman Chronicles. Yeah. I mean, I know it was a book first, but like, I like the movie. September 16th through 17th at Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Scarefest Horror and Paranormal Conventions, September 9th through October 1st in Lexington, Kentucky. CreepyCon. Nice. CreepyCon. That's a fun name.
Is that great?
I like that. CreepyCon.
October. Like that sounds scary. That are
like really scary.
It's a John Waters like, festival.
It's just a bunch of dudes with like parabolic mics wandering around.
October 13th through 15th at the Haunted Sands Hotel.
Isn't that great?
In Edmonton, California.
No, I'm sorry. Canada.
I was going to say Canada. I was like, I don't know Edmonton, California. Where's that?
I don't know how to do my abbreviations very well.
It's a little north of Fresno.
Yeah. And then Spooky Empire, October. Spooky Empire.
What a name.
Yeah. All right. October 27th through 29th in Orlando. It's the largest horror convention in the United States.
Or so it says on their website.
Or so they claim.
Last year it got wiped out by Hurricane Matthew. We were actually there.
Shoot.
And it didn't get wiped out. It just got canceled.
Oh, I see.
Bummer.
I don't say.
Wiped out sounds a lot better.
Wiped out is so dramatic.
Literally.
I know. I'm like, oh, did they get destroyed?
All the machetes flying through the air.
I did not hear about this giant convention that got swept. That's a tragedy.
I heard it was a Sharknado.
And thousands of people were killed. The horror convention was a great success.
Imagine the cameos in that one.
Over 5,000 dead.
Famous Monsters of Filmland Bash, October 27th through 29th in San Jose.
And are you guys familiar with the Famous Monsters of Filmland? The magazine.
Oh, the magazine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're talking about conventions. You did not say
I apologize. Yeah. This is one of their... They've had these conventions before, not very many, but this one's exciting because the guy, the very last living actor who was in one of the Universal classic monster movies is going to be there. The guy who was the swimmer for the Gill Man here. So that is exciting for me.
The creature.
The creature. Anything else, Ben?
I think that's the end of the list, but that one is in San Jose. And hey, Jim.
Yeah.
Do you know the way to San Jose?
I don't.
By car?
I know. It's up that way.
As the crow flies.
You take the 5 north.
That's a little bit Greenland south of Fresno.
I think he wants me to sing or something.
La, 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 la.
All right, so we...
Not on the coast.
Yeah. Well, the coast is prettier.
Bill.
Yo.
We actually, this is your time. We want to jump in and talk a little bit. And we have a trade. We have a couple of... Oh, they got the second one. Thank you, Neil, who is our amazing producer. I sent him a trailer like a couple seconds ago. And he put it on, even though he shouldn't, because I was way late on that. But anyways, tell us a little bit about Geek Fest, and tell us a little bit about the... we're going to be watching a couple trailers here.
Okay.
I think so, when starts playing.
So, do we want to talk while the trailers are going?
Oh, yeah, we can. That's disgusting. What is it? So awesome.
Oh, this is a short called Death Metal that is playing on the tour.
Yeah?
It's a little bit bloody, and it's a little bit fun.
Yeah?
If you like schlocky horror, it's definitely one for you. I don't like to tell too much about them because I want you to come to the con and sit and watch. The cool thing about GeekFest is that we're within the con, so it doesn't cost you anything extra to come.
Yeah, I've come to your festival a few times.
But excellent. What if people aren't going to the con but they want to see the festival? Is there a way?
There's not a way yet, but we are working on something for the end of this year. With the Lemleys.
Cool.
We may have a full one-day screening of all of our best stuff in December.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
And we're going to do the same thing we do at the cons where the audience votes, and the winning film the day of our freestanding event will win $1,000.
Sweet.
Nice.
So tell us about what type of films that are in your festival.
Okay. So we run the gamut of genres. We accept anything that would work within the geek genres.
Mm-hmm.
So horror, sci-fi, fantasy, fan films, comic book, superhero, anything that would work around that. And we accept everything from features, documentaries, shorts, web series, music videos, and original trailers, not like mashup trailers of found, footage. This is our fourth year, and we get all kinds of great stuff. We're actually really excited because this is a really kind of cool project. This is The Chair by Alterna Comics.
Which The Chair is the next trailer we're going to be watching right here.
Yes, and The Chair is the last. The Chair is, I think, started a comic book, and then Alterna turned it into a film. Peter Cimetti is the writer. He actually signed these, so these you can have these at the end of this lovely thing.
Oh, that's exciting. Very cool.
Swag! But anyway, I think it's the last performance of Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Oh, he's in The Chair?
And it's he's not in The Chair. He's in the movie along with some other folks, and it's sort of a
Naomi
psychological horror thriller watch.
Okay. Let's take a look. So this is the trailer of The Chair.
Yes.
Since Ron, I
can
talk a little bit.
Oh.
Get your ass out here!
So this is our friend Naomi. She's from American Horror Story.
Yes.
And she was also in Fear Incorporated, another horror movie that came out last year.
It's your fault!
And this is pretty intense.
And your fault! Your brother stays out all night. But not you, Richard. You're with me forever. You're mine!
So, and we're going to see a little bit more of it. So, how many films do you have this year, and what's the next festival you guys are doing?
Oh, well, there's about 35 films that we play over each weekend.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And they're played in blocks of hour-long and two-hour-long blocks.
Right.
Two-hour-long blocks obviously include a feature. And they're voted on by the audience, and then at the end of the weekend, we give out awards for the best in each category, plus the best of fest. And the Best of Fest wins about $2,000 worth of prizes.
Fantastic.
And we do this over and over and over again. It's the same, pretty much the same event that goes on at each convention. But at Stan Lee's, what we're doing at Stan Lee's LA Comic Con, right around the weekend of Halloween, we're not only are we going to show...
It's Halloween weekend, yeah.
Yeah, our own stuff. But a friend of mine named Michael Kehoe just produced a film called The Hatred. And we're going to be doing an L.A. premiere. It's going to be the only screening in L.A. of his film, which isn't technically playing at the film fest. It's one of the things that we're branching out into doing, which is bringing films that may or may not get theatrical screenings mm-hmm. that we think are good enough to play in front of an audience. And we're going to bring in the actors and the directors and have a Q&A, and it's going to be really cool. So it's basically going to be an L.A. premiere.
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah. And that's one of the things. It's going to be it's called Geek Fest Presents. So on top of doing all this indie stuff, we're also looking for indie things like, sort of stuff that doesn't get theatrical. But now with the day and date, you have all these sort of, hey, we're going to throw it out there and see what we can make. But
right.
I think that they still deserve an audience to watch it on a big screen.
Now, sorry to cut in, but you mentioned that's a premiere. Does the festival accept films that have already been screened elsewhere or online?
Yes, all of the above. I mean, we accept web series. Normally, we'll show a web series pilot, so we'll show the first episode. So, like, even though this is not a horror film, this kind of is. So, The Hunted we show, which is a web series. Knights of New Jersey. There's Star Wars Rogue One, Toy Stories, which is a the second in the series, and Neil Stryker, which was actually a bunch of web series that they then strung into a feature-length film.
Okay, cool.
Nice. And films are from all over the country and all over the world. We have a celebrity a celebrity group of people that we bring on every year that do the voting, and they're the ones that sort of decide on what goes through to the screenings. So, and that we build that every year as well. So it's like every year we keep on building bigger and bigger and bigger. This year I've had phone conversations with the con directors at the Oz Comic Cons in Australia. I've talked to La Mole, which is in, I think, Puerto Rico. We've talked to the Puerto Rico Comic Con. We've been at some cons up in Canada. So we've been all over the place. The first 4 years, we've probably, as far as con attendance, we've probably been seen by about 4 million con goers.
Started talking with you guys a couple of years ago, and we were able to review a couple of films. One of them was a Sasquatch Bigfoot film, which was super fun.
Mm-hmm.
There was another one which I liked about some guys out in the back of their pickup truck and a giant slug.
Oh, Sharkosaurus?
Sharkosaurus. It was so great. Sharkosaurus. Yeah,
I think, and here's the fun. I think you can find Sharkosaurus on YouTube now. I think I think it's on YouTube.
I have to look up Sharkosaurus.
And are you talking about Bigfoot hunters?
Bigfoot hunters. That was it. Yeah.
Is there any chance of getting Sharkosaurus to fight Sharktopus?
Oh, that would be
so
great. Could
that happen?
It could. It could.
So the whale...
Call up sci-fi or sci-fi or whatever they're
just
called.
Just for sci-fi, sci-fi. So for all the aspiring filmmakers out there and experienced filmmakers, to get into your festival, they do what?
Very easy. We have a once a year, we have a call for entries. The call for entries will probably open mid-September for this year. The call for entries will run from September into January. And then... once we decide on our films, then you know one of the cool things that we do is it's only one entry fee.
One entry fee, and it goes to all these different places.
Yes. So as a filmmaker, if your film gets in, not only do you get into all of these conventions that we program into, but we promote your trailer all year long. And because I'm so active on social media, you're going to get more social media from us than anywhere else on the face of the earth. And the other thing that we do is because we're sort of... I don't consider ourselves a tag-along. What I think is we're like a... We bring in the festival to the con. So even, for example, like San Diego Comic-Con, the film festival isn't even in the convention anymore. They've moved it down the street. My goal is to bring... these back into the cons and make it an event within the event. So it's a turnkey solution to conventions that don't have a film festival and could never afford to put it on themselves. We bring it, repackage it, here it is.
And one of the things I really like that you guys do and is also you have sessions and panels with the filmmakers. They're on the floor. They're holding sessions on how to promote it. Like last year, was it last year or the year before? It was like how to do low-budget filmmaking.
Oh, yeah. We have
promotion of your film and how to get it in. Yeah, that was
We had Chris Gore and John Schnepp did marketing and promoting your indie film and web series. Actually, at Long Beach, we're going to have a Women in Indie Horror panel.
Oh, nice.
That's going to be hosted by Ivana Cadaver, who does Macabre Theater on U2 America.
She was there last time when I was there,
And we're going to have Lisa Loring, who is Wednesday Addams. We have two or three directors and actors and writers of indie horror as well. We're still working on getting the panel together. But last year we had Jessica Cameron, who's done stuff like Mania and a couple other things that, and I think she's going up to Canada to do another movie. But we really, I'm a huge proponent of indie film. I've been doing this for so long, and to give opportunities to filmmakers that they wouldn't get, and the value that they get by entering GeekFest, there's nothing else like it out there. Mm-hmm. And my goal for year five is to become global.
So you're only 5 years old.
Well, we're only four at the moment.
Yeah, so you guys
be
have
five
grown,
next year.
You've grown pretty extensively in just 4 years.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it's because the filmmakers and the cons love what we do, and once we install into a con, they're like, oh my god, this is amazing, because not only do you bring the marketing to the filmmakers, but you bring we're bringing marketing to the cons, and we market it better than anybody else.
Yep.
There's nobody else. I mean, you could bring William Shatner to your con, but he's going to tweet it once.
Yeah,
right.
We're going to tweet it for 6 months, and then all these other filmmakers are going to tweet about it too.
That's an incredible service, and it's an incredible thing to get. Does anybody have any questions? We have to be cognizant of the time right now, so what kind of questions do we have for Bill?
If you're a filmmaker, what kind of film would stick out that could get in, you think? Or what kind of things are you looking for?
Well, here's the funny part about it is because we have like 20, I think now we have like 20 judges, and we siphon them throughout the folks, I don't know. But here's what we do have. It's all quality films. The stuff that you see here, you're going to be amazed at the films that we show. And one of the reasons that I created GeekFest is because I've been to some of these cons and I watch these movies and I'm like, these movies are awful.
Yep.
So one of the things that I believe in is the quality of the project.
Is the chair a feature?
Yes.
Okay.
The chair is a
feature.
That's what I want people to see, to come in, and even if they see two or three short films, be like, wow, those were great films. Even if they come in and out of the room, I want them to experience a great film or a great short or a great web series, even if it's a trailer.
Right.
So
as we finish up this section. What's the next few? I think you already said it, but just remind us, where can we find the next few stops on the Geek Fest tour?
Okay, we will be next weekend at Comic-Con Palm Springs.
I'll see you there.
The following weekend, we will be at Long Beach Comic-Con. Mm-hmm.
Might see you there.
The following weekend, we will be doing short programming only at Rose City in Portland. The following weekend, we'll be at the Hawaii Con in Hawaii.
Lucky you.
Oh, darn.
Yes.
I know. Does that stink?
Oh, I know. It was awful. I have to go to an island. And then a few weeks later, we'll be at Stanley's Comic-Con, where we're going to do a big award show at the very end of the weekend on the main stage. That will include...
Downtown LA Convention Center.
Yes, and that will also include a horror award from Lloyd Kaufman for the best horror film.
All right, and if you guys are really interested in seeing some trailers, and you can go to the page right now and check out, because he has the... If you go to the Palm Springs page, and you break out the films by action, family, funny, and then you have like two sections of... pretty intense horror films, which is going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, we have 7 or 8 horror films in this running for this year. So that's like one third of the films we're screening.
And just for those of you who like some of the more harder edge horror films, he sent us some trailers to watch to show tonight. We just couldn't do it because we wanted to remain unbanned from YouTube. So that was awesome. You guys will really like it.
Yeah.
Anyways, geekfestla.com. That's geekfestla.com. Check them out. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter. We're going to do some previews of some of the films on our site, so be paying attention. And we are so glad you came on tonight. I can't wait to see some more of these films. All right, guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
It is time to jump into Halloween Horror Nights. We need to give everybody a pretty good idea of what they're going to be getting. So, as we go down, all right.
Scared?
Who here has never been to Halloween Horror Nights?
Really?
I have not.
Ben, you've never been. No way.
Get out.
You're
get
going with us this year. Right. We're going.
I'm going on the 16th. Bree and I are going with a couple of friends.
Yeah, the 16th. Oh, one of the opening weekends.
Yeah, and Bree...
In Hollywood
mm-hmm. here, of course. And she does not like these things at all. And she's like, you need to be there to make sure punch a zombie in the face.
Bree.
As an employee of those places, pretty good idea not to do that.
Oh, but she's like...
If you do, it's one of those, you need to be sorry. If you do it and then you're like a douchebag about it, you are out of the park.
Right.
You can be gone. Because you shouldn't.
Involuntary.
They don't touch you, don't touch them.
Involuntary response is what I'm saying.
Most people try to get out of the way real quick.
So, in Hollywood and in Orlando, they pretty much, it seems like they have a central creative office that kind of has planned both parks on both coasts. And they kind of have a lot of the similar mazes with a little bit of a difference. Like, for example, on both coasts, they're having The Shining, they're both having American Horror Story, they're both having Ash versus Evil Dead.
Nice.
Those are the three that we know that are on both coasts. We know that out here in Hollywood, they are having, and I don't know if you were ever involved with this, the Terror Tram. And I think that is our final video of the night. I think we have a Terror Tram trailer here with everybody's favorite ghoulish little
so
doll.
Good.
Oh.
Hi, Halloween Horror. Chucky's back.
Chucky. So this is the Titans of Terror on the Terror Tram.
Chucky's such a little enlisting dick. Some of my pals to join in our little rampage on you idiots. I mean, guests. Freddy, Jason, and Leatherface. And of course, yours truly.
Old school Leatherface.
Against your pathetic souls on the Titans of Terror Tramp. After all, it's time to play. We'll be waiting for you,
lowlife. Ooh. 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 That is in Hollywood only. That will not be in Orlando, because Orlando does not have one of those big backstage terror tramps. What, Carrie, can you tell?
I worked at Not Scary Farm, not Universal.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay. But I have been to both parks many, many times.
Yeah. So we have done the terror tram before. Have you done the terror tram?
I did it 2 years ago, and I thought it was The Walking Dead, because it was like it takes you down and then it drops you off.
Yeah.
Like the last couple of years.
And then you're in Walking Dead town.
Well, it's been the Purge
as
well.
But that's the Terror Tram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then they had the Purge this year to the side. They didn't have it back there.
Yeah, that's one of the scare zones.
They change it up all the time.
So it's going to be the Titans of Terror, Freddy, Jason, Leatherface, is that
Chucky?
And Chucky. That's a pretty packed terror.
I'm most excited about that.
Than
any, I'm excited
scary.
For the Shining thing and then that. Like those are the
I'm
two
not
things.
The
Shining.
So.
I forgot to mention face. Also Saw. I forgot to mention Saw is also going to be in both parks, which is going to be pretty gory, I guess. I'm not a big fan of the Saw franchise.
Do you want to play a
the
game?
Beginning started really well.
Yeah, the first one was
like,
amazing.
Like, even
yeah.
the second, and then some of them were good, but then it just got really frustrating, and then they just kept going. Or ones were like, hey, guys, if you all talk to each other, you can solve this problem. Oh, wait, that's not going to happen. So it's just yeah. like, then it's just, you know, blood and mayhem. For
Saw 22.
Dog, dig into his stomach, pull the key out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you seen the YouTube video Living with Jigsaw?
No.
It's about a guy who moves in and Jigsaw's his roommate.
Oh, jeez.
And then they made a sequel to it called Working with Jigsaw. They're both hysterical. I don't know who produced them. I'm not friends with the people, but I wish I was because they're hysterical.
So all the mazes have not yet been revealed from either one of the parks. But out here in Hollywood, we also have the Walking Dead walkthrough, which is a permanent attraction there at the
yes.
parks, if I'm right.
Yeah,
I think it's there
all the time.
Okay, it's there all the time. So it's Walking Dead American Horror Story Maze, which is the guy with the big pig head. That's based on Roanoke, I think. Yeah, American Horror Story Roanoke. American Horror Story Maze. The Shining. Ash versus Evil Dead. I'm not sure... Has anyone been watching that show, Ash vs.
Yeah.
Evil Dead?
I loved it. I love it. It's great.
I love
it's
the
great.
Movies, but I haven't seen the show yet.
The show keeps up with the... I mean, it brings him back, and then it really kind of goes back to sort of that whole Sam Raimi sort mm-hmm. of feel, and it really does. It's like overly bloody, and it's fun, and
all
it's funny.
All over the top gore. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, and the camera angles are really interesting and fun, and... I mean, it's only a half an hour show, and I wish it was an hour.
It's only half hour?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But it's really fun, and he's really good in it. I mean, mm-hmm. I really love the fact that Bruce Campbell came back, and
that's
yeah,
cool.
It's I wasn't expecting much, but I really enjoy it. It's sort of a comedy horror,
yeah.
you know? But
it's
but
like
it really is.
The first Evil Dead was just gore and splatter, and number two, he found it. It was awesome.
Yeah.
So here's the scare zones they're having in Hollywood: the Urban Inferno, Halloween, and Toxic Tunnel. So. Not really sure what
Toxic
those are.
Toxic Tunnel, isn't that just the 405?
Oh my gosh. Also, so these are the attractions. They are going to be having the new Jabberwocky show. Have you guys
seen
that? I
saw that last year. It was really good.
Oh, you like the Jabberwocky
really
show?
Scary. They have a great show. Yeah. No, it's not scary. It's just a performance piece. I know but they did it kind of, the theme is kind of like dream awake and not, and okay. like inner demons kind of stuff that you're like, oh, okay, that was cool.
And the Jabberwocky show is a stopgag because of the other show, which they used to have, the long-running show, which I so loved, but they had to cancel. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah, that one's so good.
Do we know why they canceled it?
Canada
licensing?
Died?
No, because some people found it offensive.
What?
Yep. What?
Yes,
and the Orlando one's about the...
Well, who? Communists?
No. No, here's what happened, and okay... So let's skip over to Orlando, where Bill and Ted, this is their final year. It's been going on. About 2 or 3 years ago, Bill and Ted was showing out here. It was the same exact show on both coasts. Out here, they called it homophobic. In Orlando, they did not. So I don't really get what the difference is. And especially since I knew some of the producers. Let's just say...
It's like Knott's does the hanging, and it's... purposefully offensive, but they give you warning, so...
It's an equal opportunity offender. It offends everyone, every sensibility,
yeah.
every person. And it just...
To be fair, though, Florida's always been a bit more permissive.
You can do anything in Florida.
Pretty much everything, so why should this be different?
You can eat people on the freeway, I hear.
Oh, my gosh.
They're delicious.
Let's jump into Florida real quick. Alligator. Orlando is called the nation's premier event. It starts September 15th, goes through number 4th. It also has the American Horror Story Maze, The Shining, Ash vs. Evil Dead, Saw. They do not have a tram tour. They do not have Jabberwockies. They will be having your RIP tour instead of your VIP tour. And the Unmasking of the Terror tour. They have a special, cool, behind-the-scenes tour you can get during the day.
And no longer Jaws in the Dark.
And the RIP tour is that, like... Did they just make you like sign all the paperwork as if you were dead, or talk to a funeral director, pick out your urn?
I don't know what that is.
Pick out your urn.
And I think The Walking Dead is just you just walk through Fort Lauderdale.
I think
all the old people.
I love those old people.
I don't know if it's back. They
haven't
announced Walking Dead in Florida yet.
If you do that, if you walk through Fort Lauderdale and yell Carl, I guarantee you there's going to be at least 7 octogenarians at end.
So they also have something called the Scare Actor Dining Experience. They have a classic movie monsters restaurant they have there in Florida, and you can have a special dining experience.
Scare you while you eat?
They scare you while you eat.
So many people are going to choke.
dinner. I think you have dinner.
Just have dinner with
the mummy.
There's
a restaurant like that in Spain. Yep. I went there once.
You have dinner with the creature from the Black Lagoon. So, where do you work?
Nice.
All right, if
nice.
You want to get daily updates, go onto their website and join their Soul Collectors mailing list, which I did today.
Soul Collector.
And they also will give you a cool little picture frame. But their scare zones are The Purge, the film Trick or Treat. Have you guys ever
so
seen that?
Good.
Isn't it an
it's
awesome film?
Oh,
yeah, I remember that.
They're also going to have Invasion. It's about alien scientists. And then The Altars of Horror, which carry all your classic characters from horror films and TV. They are their scare zones... Sorry.
That sounds better. Sorry, than sounds Hollywood. Better.
They're pumping up. I've been to... Oh, they have two shows. The Academy of Villains Afterlife. It features all the elements of the scare zones. And the final Bill and Ted's Halloween Adventure, which is an amazing show.
Let's get to the last topic, Jim.
Okay,
I really want.
We got to hurry and get there. But, Luke, we've been to both coasts. Which one do you prefer? And why?
I like them both, but... I do like that you can have drinks in Florida. That's the only difference to me, but I like the tram ride.
In Florida, they basically have a bar every 10 feet inside the park, whereas here, no alcohol is allowed.
So, Luke is really intentional on how far away from the alcohol you are.
But I would disagree with having alcohol because most people act horrible on alcohol.
Most people in L.A., act horrible.
No.
Are they better
just,
over there?
And that's without alcohol.
I'm sorry.
I asked the staff, why is it different?
Did you just say people in Florida are better when they're drunk than people in California?
No, they're not better. They're better behaved.
Oh.
I find that very hard to believe, first of all.
Hey, I asked the staff at both parks, what's the difference? And they said it's because they found that the clientele in L.A., of which I am one, cannot handle their alcohol inside this because they go crazy. And it might be true. It might be true.
Because even just attending, you're having to walk around drunk, people being stupid. Yeah. It's just
but
like,
you know what's different? The one in Florida, people fly in. It's more of a tourist destination, whereas the one here is kind of a local stop. So I wonder if it feels
that makes
different.
A difference.
It does make a difference. Okay. Yeah. We have one final... Guys, wait. Is there anything else about Halloween Horror Nights that we need to talk about? We don't have a lot of information yet because all of the mazes have not been released. We had a couple of guests who were supposed to come on tonight with us, but they decided not to come on because... They worked there, and they didn't want to get fired for giving away information they shouldn't get away. But anyway, we know most of the mazes so far. We know most of the shows. If you guys have any questions, let us know. We will answer the questions. Tweet us. We can answer all your questions. I can tell you I prefer the Orlando experience just a little bit more. It just feels a little bit more fun. Although the Terror Tram is one of my favorite things, and they don't have that in Orlando. So anyways, we'll do a little bit more coverage on this online to give you guys a little bit of hit. But last thing tonight.
I have opinions.
You have opinions. You have opinions on what?
On the last thing.
What's the last thing we're doing, Ben?
Well, we're doing a challenge of Jason Voorhees versus Michael Myers.
It's the killer showdown. Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers. The winner will go on to the next round. So this is the final thing of the night. So what is your opinion?
I have every category that you have listed here, I have opinions. Best mask, Jason X. Metal rebuilt nanobot mask. It's futuristic, right?
You're talking about Jason 10 when he's
a nice
in outer space?
Yes. I like it.
Nanobot rebuilt Jason X. Best mask.
No. What, that beats William Shatner?
There's been 10
Michael
Jason
Myers?
Movies?
There's been
11. Way more than 12. 10.
There's been 12. All right. Who's
just a hockey player.
Who is the scariest stalker?
Michael Myers.
For sure.
Yeah. Oh, you think so?
He's the tortoise.
Jared
the tortoise
from
the
Subway?
Yeah. He's just always there. Like, classic, like, he just appears and disappears. Yeah.
Although
and,
Jason
yeah, like,
is by land and water.
All right.
That's true.
Body count. Who's got the biggest
Jason's
body count?
Jason. Jason 100%.
I think Jason killed, like, half a city.
Yeah.
Right? All right.
He's got a way bigger body.
What about the quality of the films? Which of the two franchises has the best films?
Michael Myers.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Michael Myers, Halloween.
I think the original Halloween.
Jamie Lee Curtis. You're
done. If you were to take the original Halloween film out.
Still has Jamie Lee Curtis in there somewhere.
Okay, we got to go there.
Every movie. Halloween H2O is...
I love H2O.
It's a great movie as far as a horror goes.
Was that all underwater?
Yes.
Yeah, it was awesome.
No, it was the 20th anniversary.
This guy was there. All right, the best theme music. We are...
Halloween.
The most exciting part about Halloween being rebooted next year is John Carpenter's coming back as producer and he's doing the score. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
All right, who's the strongest between the two if they were to fight?
Jason. He's a mutant man.
He cut Freddy's head off.
Yeah, this is true.
Technically a zombie too.
Oh, yeah, kind of sometimes. Zombie mongoloid thing. Yeah.
Who's got the worst mental issues? Mommy issues, daddy issues.
Oh, Michael Myers.
Yeah. Myers. Yeah.
You think Myers?
From a
Jason just got killed once. It was an accident.
He drowned.
Yeah. Kind of crying.
Myers is like staring at his sister.
And he cries when he becomes a little boy.
Who's gonna look better on the front of a Wheaties box?
Spent his entire life in insane asylums.
On the front of a cereal box.
Michael Myers cleaner. He's a lot cleaner looking. You don't want to be looking at Jason while you're eating Jason O's. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
And
got stuff falling off.
Who's going to be the best or the worst prom? Who's the worst prom date?
I mean, I feel like they're both mouth breathers, which is a huge problem.
Cheeseman? Who's the we got to ask Carrie. Which one would you prefer to take to the prom?
Neither. I'd go Stag.
She prefers Chucky.
Yeah. I like the sarcasm that he has. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
To our two musicians in the group.
I feel like Michael would probably look better in a tux.
Oh, there we go.
Okay.
All right. To the musicians group, who would be better in a band with you?
Jason would thrash on.
Yeah, he would thrash in a band. I think
could be the lead singer or at least a really good guitar player.
No, you don't see him on the keyboard.
Yeah,
Michael doesn't seem
rocking on the keyboard.
If we were to pick the most killer slasher from the two films, all right, nobody look at anybody else. One, Jason. Two, Michael. One, Jason. Two, Michael. Put your hands behind your back. One is Michael.
Who would win?
What's our overall?
Yeah, we're gonna hold it up.
Okay.
Overall favorite.
One is Jason. Two is Michael. One Jason. Two Michael. Everybody go. One, two, four.
I'm the only one that says Jason because, but I like him because he is so over the top. Michael Myers is almost a little too real. I think. I like Jason because he's more over the top and insane. Like,
that's a good answer.
He's a more campy thing.
Yeah, he's more campy.
Camp Crystal Lake.
I think he'd win in the fight if that was the,
all right.
the question.
All right, we have come to the end of the Scare Guy. We thank everybody for tuning in. We will have more information for Halloween Horror Nights. As we get that information, we're going to be posting online because there's a lot of information yet to come. We have a lot of videos we're going to put on there. Plus, we're going to be visiting both parks, giving you reviews and telling you everything, how to do it, the best way to do it. Thank you so much, Bill, for coming on tonight
and sharing
all this stuff with us. We are excited. I can't wait to see some of the films next weekend down in
Palm
Springs.
They're going
to
be great.
All right. My name is Jim Fry. You can find me here on The Scare Guy or on The Con Guy. The Scare Guy is the scarier side of The Con Guy. You can find me at Con Guy Jim or follow us at thescareguy.com.
My turn?
Yes, sir.
GeekFestLA.com. Facebook, GeekFestLA, and Twitter, GeekFilmFests. Follow us because we're going to give away a shit ton of prizes over the next 8 weeks.
There's RPG-13.
And my name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. And stay tuned because I just went abroad and I'll have videos from Tower London and the London Dungeon. I took video. And then also Jack the Ripper Tour.
We forgot to tell. Yeah, she did the scariest things over in London. It was so great.
They were all awesome and I'll have videos.
And Winona Earp.
Yes, and I did the Winona Earp meetup, which was also great.
Yep.
Nice. My name is Ben Cleaver, at Ben Cleaver, at BenKlieWer, or search the hashtag BK421. You can find me on the interwebs like that. And I do want to really quickly pimp my buddies. Ben and Renee Begley produced a horror film last year called Funhouse Massacre, and it's a campy horror comedy, and it's brilliant. You should check it out. It's available on Blu-ray right now.
Fantastic.
Me. Okay. Sorry. Damn.
What's your name?
Heather. I'm Heather, and I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Only Mostly Irish. If you want to see some of my writing, you can check out the Con Guy Write the Wigs in Space article. And if you want to see some of my work, you can go on YouTube and search Stick It in Your Pie Hole.
Can you scream?
Scream for us.
She's a scream queen.
Scream queen.
All right. All right. And who are you?
I am Luke Cheeseman. You can find me on thescareguy.com and also on Instagram and Twitter. And if you noticed here, I'm wearing a Friday the 13th shirt.
But I found out this
is not Jason.
Who is that?
I bought this. My friend Jake's like, that's not Jason.
Who is
it? Roy.
Okay.
Because supposedly in Friday the 13th.
Oh, good Lord.
Because the blue on the mask, Jason always had the red, and then Roy had the blue. So this, oh. I guess, is not.
Wait, there's
Jason.
More than one side.
Too much time. Too
nerd.
Much time.
It was a copycat. Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning into the show tonight. We hope you guys had a lot of fun. Heather, we are going to miss you as you head off to Denver. But she's still going to be on the show. I mean, she's still going to be on the website. So be looking for
she'll
her writing. We'll get her to do
it.
Some scary writing for us as well. All right, everybody. Have a good freaky week. Talk to you later.
Freaky week.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.